for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
So welcome back to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. My name is Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, sound therapist, and yoga teacher here at Illuminations. So each week we bring a speaker and we address a different topic. And for this week, we have a very exciting topic, and it's all about the miraculous effects of sound medicine to overcome health issues. And to enlighten us about this very topic, I have a very special person with me today, and her name is Sonia Gonzalez. So to tell you a little bit about Sonia, Sonia is a certified sound alchemy master and Reiki master teacher with vast experience in conducting remarkable sonic journeys for relaxation, healing, and recognition of the true inner resonance. So welcome, Sonia, to the show. It's such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much. The pleasure is all mine.
So tell me, Sonia, let's just get straight to the point. Yep. And tell me a little bit about sound as a medicine. How does it work, and what can you tell us about it?
Yes. Well, everything is energy, right? Inside of us, we have these electrons vibrating. And when we are able to relax through specific sounds that produce overtones and that induce the mind into theta brainwaves, then what happens is that we become our own pharmacy. We start creating inside of us exactly the hormones that we need at the precise moment to align, to heal, and to rejuvenate cells and organs. So this is happening in the body, but sound, it has an effect in all our system. So it's not only the body. It has an effect in our emotions, in our thoughts, and even in the way we connect with our divinity or beyond.
So I've heard this before, where sound travels faster in water than in air. And because we are about 65-70% water, it makes a lot of sense how sound is used to induce trance. And I loved what you mentioned earlier about going into theta brainwave states, because that's how you get into deeper states of being. So this is where healing happens. This is where you go when you are in deep sleep and so on. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And what is interesting, you mentioned about sound going faster in water element, is that when we are in our mother's womb, we are surrounded by water, and the first sense that develops in the womb is a sense of hearing.
Wow.
So we start relating to the outer world first through hearing.
That's connecting a lot of points for me, because the two fears that every human being will have is fear of loud noises and fear of falling. And it's innately connected to the Big Bang and, you know, the inception of everything. So these are the two fears that you can't really work on because it's innate within us. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting that you touch base on that point, and it makes total sense. So tell us a little bit about, how do you work with sound as a medicine? How do you help people?
Well, it all started with my own journey.
Yeah.
Because I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease.
Which one?
And with Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So because, you know, the allopathic medicine wasn't giving me any answers.
Yeah.
Then I started exploring. I was already a Reiki practitioner.
Okay.
And then sound healing came to me. So I bought a crystal ball and started singing with a crystal ball. and I would experience major shifts in my energy. My body will start resonating and vibrating, physically vibrating, and I will feel things like leaving my body. Oh. Like it's just a sense. It's very difficult to explain, but it's kind of when you have this sense of coming inside the body when you are sleeping, but the opposite way, right? So the more and more I will work with the sound and my singing, the more I would experience this, so that then suddenly the antibodies in the blood started going down, and nowadays they are in the normal range. And I've been like this for several years already. So I don't take any pills. My thyroid is perfect. It regenerated because it was in the way of being completely destroyed. So I you know, I'm a living proof that sound healing really works.
That's amazing.
That's why I decided this to be my passion, you know, to share this with everybody.
Of course, that makes so much sense, because I can see how using your voice, you're also activating those glands, like the vibration of your voice is. And on top of that, the sound of the crystal, the vibration of the crystal balls, it's innately shifting your vibration, because we're not just physical beings. We have an electromagnetic field around us. So indirectly shifting that field is essentially changing our physiological body, basically.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And not only that, I would say that it also aligns us with our mission.
In what way?
Yeah, because, you know, when we are vibrating in a sound that is not the sound of our soul, we start attracting situations, and we are, let's say, acting in the world, maybe through masks. So the more we work with our voice and with sounds, then we start aligning with the true sound, which is a specific frequency. So then you start attracting those circumstances, those events that will allow you to align into your true path.
So what you're saying is, when you started with this, or when you go through a sound therapy, the sound first allows you to reset your own vibration.
That's correct.
This means getting rid of everything that no longer belongs, or realigning your energy to that of the sound. Therefore, a reset happens. And when that reset happens, the way you think and you feel and the way you act and the situations that you encounter aligns to what's truly meant for you.
Absolutely. So you can imagine that our biofield is like a computer. You have there software.
Yeah.
When you come into a sound healing session, this is, as you said, an opportunity for you to push a reset button.
Yeah.
So that then you find what is really the initial program, you know?
Yeah.
And then the more you start going into the initial program again and again, going into the center, then these miraculous things happening, from reversing diseases through attracting your partner to have abundance in your life, you know, everything aligns.
So how often should we be doing sound therapy, and for how long? And yeah, let's start with that.
Yes. Well, it's not an easy question to answer, because it depends on the person. Yeah. So when I started with this, I would do sound healing sessions every single night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. For yourself.
And for myself. And it was incredible. I mean, the shift was like almost immediate.
Wow. I really want to know, how did you do that? Like, how did you, because I'm sure a lot of people either have Hashimoto's or know people who do. So what was your protocol?
Yes. Well, I would sing with my crystal ball.
Okay. Is it just one, or did you have many?
I started just with one.
With just one. Yes. And is there a specific frequency that you had?
I went with my heart.
Okay.
Just heard it in the internet. I ordered, you know, online.
Okay.
But just with a play, and I said, okay, this is a crystal ball.
Okay.
And it was a crystal ball that allowed me also to sing comfortably in my range, my own vocal range.
Okay.
So that then I would feel the vibration of the sounds of a ball even inside of me. And it was when I was singing with a ball, then a third note will form. It was so magical because then it's like us having a sense of the multidimensionality, that the physical body is only the fundamental note, but we are resonating in other levels. So the more the consciousness have these sensations, because you feel it in yourselves, it's not only something that you read in the book, then the more you realize the truth.
Oh, wow.
That's wonderful. I forgot your initial question, sorry.
No, so what I wanted to ask was, so you started with the bowls every night. So in terms of your protocol, so you would start with the bowls. And what do you mean by singing? So like, what exactly were you singing? How did you start? Did you know? Did someone help you?
Yeah. No, it was all very intuitive. And I was just singing, simply toning. It wasn't a specific song. It was just toning with ooh, ah, eh, and singing. Ah. Whatever came, you know, in the flow. And then we would form melodies. Just the melodies will come to me, you know. And with a ball, it would create these resonances that were so beautiful. Often I would feel so elevated that I would start crying and I didn't know why. I feel this connection with something, with everything, let's say, but with something else that I haven't had tapped in long time because of everything that comes with this specific sickness. I went through 5 years of full depression, my hair falling, panic attacks, you know, it was very intense. So the sounds, let's say, brought me back into this light, this state of, wow, I am something else. I'm not these symptoms. I am worth it. My voice can resonate. You know, I started gaining my power slowly, slowly through sound. I can say the sounds were my master.
Wow, that's beautiful. So all you did was just use your intuition and just go with the sound. And I think what I really like about sound as a therapeutic modality is the fact that you don't really need to cognitively understand what is happening or how it works. It's all body-based and it's all feeling-based.
Absolutely.
And like you said, how when you were playing, there were times you cried and you had no idea why you were crying. It just shows is how certain frequencies just probably tapped into that frequency of that sadness or the vibration of that sadness. And it was cathartic for you and you had no idea. So it just shows how irrelevant it is, or sometimes it's very irrelevant and you don't really need to know, but you can allow your body to just release, and that's what sounded to you.
Absolutely. And even more, you don't need to have, for example, a beautiful voice to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to be Beyonce.
Exactly. And the more you discover your voice, it's like you allow yourself to take from the body, to share from the body what is not coming from the body. It's coming from divinity. It's coming from your intuition, your higher guidance. And it's so beautiful.
And there's so much beauty in just not having a... when you're using your intuition and when you're just going with the flow, there's a weird feeling of surrender and freedom and lack of control. And trust and faith that just beautifully blends in, right?
Absolutely.
And you just kind of see where it takes you.
Yes.
Wow. And
intuitive singing is kind of being in the at the edge of a cliff at every single moment, because you don't know what words you are going to be singing.
Yeah.
Or what note, what musical note.
Yeah.
It just flows through you. And then, as you say, it allows you to have this sense of trusting, so that then the more you practice that, the more you can trust your reality.
Wow, that's beautifully well. That's really well said. So, you would do this every night.
Yes.
And for how long?
For many months.
Okay.
Yeah.
But every night, would you do it for an hour, 30 minutes, or?
No, I really don't set like a timer so or you anything. Just you know however I felt, and many times I would do also some sound healing and just listening with my earphones.
Yeah.
And some meditations as well that have specific frequencies. So it was kind of a mix, not only the singing with a bowl, I allowed myself also to relax and receive. Wow. But definitely the sensation of being in the presence of the sound. So for example, when you go to a sound healing session, you are receiving the sounds through your whole body, all the receptors in the cells vibrate. It's not the same when you put the earphones, but it works still.
So you did this for months.
Yes.
And when did you know this was working for you? When was that aha moment for you?
I think it was a process. And I need to be fair, this was also accompanied by eating well, by allowing myself to sleep enough hours, exercising. So I think once you start working with one element, so for example, opening your consciousness, then that takes you into a journey so that then you can heal your body through the right foods, the right readings, the, you know, it's a system.
Everything just aligns. Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
And I would say my aha moment was when I was able to speak my truth. Yeah. Mm. Because I realized, okay, I'm having this disease. My body is attacking my throat, my center of communication.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yes. And then I started working on that. And as I know, I acknowledge that many times I wouldn't speak. I would be in a group of people, they would be sharing, and I would be like, no, I'm not going to share. What are they going to say?
Yeah.
This is not important. And then I wouldn't share it. So the more I started working with that, it's like, no, what I need to say has a value.
Yeah.
And just sharing myself,
wow,
my true self.
And it's so interesting, right, how Hashimoto's, which is related to your thyroid glands, which is in the throat area, which rightly you said related to your communication and the throat chakra, you can see how it's all interlinked. And it just also makes you think that no disease just comes to you randomly. There's always an underlying reason. And what sound did to you was basically help you realign and think about different ways how you can change yourself, shift yourself, new things you can do. And that was all related to communication.
Absolutely.
And did you at all have to go to a therapist or a psychologist or anything like that?
No, I didn't do that.
Wow.
I would say, you know, the sounds, the way I allowed myself to open my consciousness was what allowed me to really come into my center. So for example, talking about opening the consciousness, I experienced myself in past lives. If a person doesn't believe in past life, it could be simply the information that is in the DNA.
In the DNA, ancestry, yeah.
Exactly. So grandma, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So I would experience people trying to kill me by strangling me, by, you know, many traumatic events that will happen in the throat chakra area.
Wow.
And when that came into the consciousness, then I was able to forgive, to understand, to realize, wow, this has a cause. It's not only, you know,
random.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, sound really allows that to happen as well.
Beautiful. So tell us a little bit about what services do you offer and where can people find you and experience the work that you do?
Yes. Well, I often sound healing sessions and different kind of sound healing modalities. We could call it that way. It could be shamanic sound healing, uh-huh. and also with Tibetan balls, with crystal balls, with uh-huh. gongs. And offering from my heart is the training on the healing voice, how to hear yourself with your voice,
and
how to heal others. So it's an energy medicine, energy healing modality where you use your voice, but also you come into your power and are able to heal.
That's amazing.
Yes. I also train people in sound healing. Tibetan bowls and sound alchemy, I call it that way, because it incorporates all different instruments, including the voice, because the voice is the primordial sound healing instrument.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sonia, for sharing all of this insight and for sharing.
You can find me in Illumination Center.
Of course, yes. And thank you so much for sharing your story. That was beautiful. And I'm sure a lot of people would really find that enlightening and inspirational. So thank you so much for that. And thank you to all the listeners for tuning in. We will catch you with another speaker with another topic. So until then, take care and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.